Bobby Bones.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
Get your bones on.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Everyone, all together now.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
See that millennials are super savers? Now, we're just on the edge of being the millennial. Like, they say 1980 plus. Mm-hmm. And so, we're all 80s. Oh, except for Eddie.
Yeah, we're all 80s.
Yeah. Eddie hates millennial talk because he missed it by a year.
1 year.
Sorry. Hey, bro, turn your headphones down. You can't hear this.
What's it like over there, dude?
It's crazy. Millennial land? It's crazy, dude. It's like free candy.
Party.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lots of hugs. It's fun. Man. So, saving-wise, are you a good saver?
Yes, but my husband is way better.
So, no, not your husband. If you, even before
I wasn't
you were
married.
Yeah, were you a good saver or are you a good saver?
Oh, no.
No, you're not?
No, but I guess after 9 years of marriage, I have become one.
Okay, so he's trained you into becoming a better saver.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we save, yes.
Save.
It's a priority.
Like, do you take a percentage of your paycheck and it goes into savings automatically?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. There's all kinds of things in play.
And it's because of him.
And it's because he's a saver. Like, he's always been a saver. I'm like, well, that's impressive.
Lunchbox, what's your saving pattern?
My savings pattern is I live paycheck to paycheck.
You make a good living.
Like, I wait until I can see my money in my account before I'll send the checks out to pay the bills.
What in the world do you spend money on?
Yeah, what do you spend money on?
Man, I pay a mortgage.
Yeah.
I pay to eat. I pay for gas. I pay for rec soccer. I pay for lottery tickets. I pay for
lottery, dog food.
It just doesn't seem like your overhead's high because you make a good living and you always talk about.
Yeah, I don't know where it goes. It's just a little bit here, a little bit there.
So you don't save anything.
Nah, I'm not very good at it. And I mean, supporting two people it's expensive.
But you've only been supporting two people the last 8 months.
Like 11 months.
Oh, but, is it already? Oh, I gotta get a present.
Me too.
Dang. A wedding present.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a year.
But yeah, I don't know where my money goes, but when I look at my account, I'm like, man, there goes that paycheck. Like, there's nothing left.
I think I'm a really good saver.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't think this thing's gonna last. I never have, and I've been doing it since I've been 17. I've never thought it was gonna last.
Yeah.
And so here I am, 35, and I still don't think it's going to last. Like, it could be over 2 years, and I just have been saving for whenever I don't have it anymore. So it's not that I'm a good saver. I think I'm a worst-case scenario,
mm-hmm.
a just-in-case type guy.
Yeah, like you overpay your bills.
Yeah, well, not anymore. I have to pay
myself.
They
got mad at you.
They don't like it when I do that.
Yeah.
Because they have to send me
they're
checks.
They're like, stop.
I messed up their accounting.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, why are you sending us $5 more every month? And then they send me back a check for like $60, 8 months later or whatever. But yeah, I'm a good saver. But apparently people are now saving more and more because of what people even younger than us have seen is all the money go away.
Mm-hmm.
And go through like a really tough economic crisis. Although even yesterday, the lady, they're talking about the economy, like the economy's recovering, pretty well. So anyway, Eddie, you good or no? Like what, in your generation?
My old generation?
Yeah.
I save, but, it's hard to save.
Like savings bonds and stuff?
No, a savings account.
Oh.
Yeah, I have a savings account.
Yeah, cool.
And anything that Junior brings to the table, too, I throw it in there for him, for his college fund.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's mostly why I save, for my kids,
for
not
kids.
Me.
But before your kids, you didn't save really?
No, man, I blew everything.
Yeah?
I was like Lunchbox, paycheck to paycheck.
He blew everything.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Back at it again. Hey, Monday. Appreciate you guys being here. On Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Wow.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Can I tell you about Sergio? You have a second?
I don't know about Sergio, yeah.
Sergio De Leon. He's the owner of a well-known Mexican deli and grocery market in North Spokane. Now, he grew up in food banks with his dad. They didn't have a lot growing up. And someone came into his deli and stole from him. He posted the security footage on Facebook and wrote the following. I see you took milk, tamales, and other groceries. Which makes me think you have a family. If you're in need, please come see me. I'll make sure your family gets these groceries and more without you getting in trouble.
Oh, wow.
Curveball,
wow.
Huh?
That's some grace right there.
Holy cow. I see you, Sergio. I mean, that's awesome. I see you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
The amount of sleep you need depends on how old you are. Here's the chart. Newborns, 16 to 18 hours a day. Eddie, that true?
Yeah, I guess that sounds right. I mean, Junior, who's two, he still sleeps a lot.
Does he go to school of any kind?
No, not yet. Next year he will, though. Little pre-K.
All day?
No. He takes about 2 hour naps during the day. But at night, I mean, he sleeps for a good, 10 hours?
Preschool aged children, 11 to 12 hours a day.
Yeah, that's right. That sounds about right. 10 hours for mine. Maybe
school 11. Aged children. Like you have an 8-year-old.
Yes. He doesn't sleep very much.
He doesn't?
No, he doesn't nap, and he probably gets about 8 hours a night.
Okay, that's fair, but they need 10 hours a day, apparently.
Oof.
Teens need 9 to 10 hours a day. Adults, 20 to 64. We would all fit in that range. Maybe Eddie's outside of this. Eddie, how old are you?
I'm 71.
Okay. You need 7 to 9 hours a day.
Wow.
But you've got to get that 7. When people go 5, 6, like, it's unhealthy below that.
Oh.
And then the elderly, 65 and older, which again, Eddie, like, you need that.
What's that, 13 hours?
8 to 10 hours. It's like Benjamin Button's. It goes back to 11 to 12 hours a day. Did you guys ever see Benjamin Button?
Great movie. Yeah. Great movie.
So long.
A little long, but great.
That good?
That was like one of the first really long movies, too, right?
I don't think I thought it was good.
Titanic was really long.
I wouldn't call it great.
See, I worry about Eddie's movie reviews because he didn't like The Big Short.
Right, correct.
And that was good.
And that was,
well, and Benjamin Buttons was in that.
Brad Pitt was, yeah.
That's true. Hey, Benjamin Buttons, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was great. I thought it was too long. But you're right. The first long movie I ever saw was probably Titanic.
Yeah, that was a long one.
3 hours?
Mm-hmm.
But man, it was worth every minute.
Totally. I saw it in the movie theater
and
with my
boyfriend.
She didn't
have to let him drown. That's the thing. She really didn't.
No.
They could have shared that piece of floating debris.
Yeah, they could have both leaned on it and floated.
Are you saying that she, like...
Yeah, murdered him. That's right. I'm saying it.
Ooh. Dang.
There's a murder at the end of Titanic. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
All right.
Good one.
Enough of that.
This is the Bobby Bones
Show.
Man, anybody feel like some good news?
I do.
Good. Thank goodness. All right. We're going to bring you good news. It's our moment of the day for positivity. Take a step back. Here we go.
Something good.
Tell me something good, Amy.
Well, there's this 4-year-old little girl, and all she wanted for her birthday was to take a police officer to lunch. Well, this one officer, he volunteered to do so, but he kind of one-upped her. He went above and beyond what was asked of him. He showed up to the lunch with her with a bag full of birthday presents for her. He spent some time in the play area, and then lunch was on him, not her.
Lunchbox.
There's this guy in Dallas back in 1980. He started buying comic books thinking maybe one day they'll be worth something. Well, he had a very rare Spider-Man one, sold it for $454,000.
Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy.
All right, I got one for you. There's a couple, and they met on the website Plenty of Fish. So they thought, let's go on a first date and we'll go diving. Plenty of Fish.
Oh, cute.
Then they went diving, and they got married 30 feet underwater in the Atlanta Aquarium. Because Plenty of Fish, they went diving, and then they got married underwater.
Ooh. So it all ties together, like with
that's
the water
correct.
And fish.
There you go.
I get it.
There you go. See?
They should market themselves to advertise for that.
I mean, I think they just did. They're probably getting
well,
something
I
on the table right
paid.
There already. So anyway, that's a good one. Tell me something good here on the Bobby Bones Show. Always bringing you something positive.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Are you addicted to your phone? Like, I know before I even read these questions that I am. Mm-hmm. My phone is my buddy. Like, I wouldn't be connected to anyone if it wasn't for my phone. People are always like, the phone keeps you from talking to people. Not me. It actually keeps me in relationships. Not romantic ones, but...
Like FaceTime ones.
FaceTime ones, text ones, or I would just sit in my room all day. Are you addicted to your phone? Ready?
Ready.
If you wake up in the middle of the night and your cell phone is the first thing you check, you're addicted to your phone. Yes or no?
I don't do that.
Oh, man, I do. I always look to see what time it is if I'm late to work. So if I have any text messages?
Checking the time is different.
Any emails? Do all that.
Okay, so you're checking for messages.
If I wake up and look at my phone, I do the whole rundown.
Nope.
When you're alone, your phone is your main source of entertainment.
Yeah.
Me too. When you start to feel anxiety, it's because your phone level, your battery's getting low.
Oh, my battery's always low. Nope.
Yours is always low. It drives me crazy.
It's always on red.
Mine is always charged. And if it's not, if it gets to my gas tank, if it gets below by half, ugh.
Oh, did you see whose car
crazy.
I drove to work today?
Your husband's truck.
You
I
know
saw
why?
That. Why?
Because mine's out of gas.
You never have enough storage. Now that I'm good at. I always delete because I'm very organized. Mm.
Amount of storage, like right now. If I want to take a picture, I have to delete a picture.
Oh, no, that's you.
Like, right now, I'm at one in, one out.
It's like a club back in the day. Sorry, capacity. It's two people come out. All right, next two in.
Yep, it's horrible.
You get the fire code on your phone?
What?
What's fire that? Code. You can't get enough people in. You've got too many people in.
Oh, yeah, fire code. Yeah. Like that bouncer at the club with the clicker.
You can't start the day without checking your phone.
I can start the day.
I can't. First thing I do when I wake up, you check your phone compulsively, even if there's not a notification.
If I have it with me, yeah, probably.
Yeah, me too. You use your phone in the bathroom. Oh, yeah, definitely.
You used to take your computer in there.
I know. I know.
Which is weird.
But now my phone's so big, I don't need
You're
to.
You're good.
I just can't see. Mm. So I would hit my computer. Now I can see. You panic if you think you've lost your phone.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, that's just because life is on there.
If I can't see my phone, if it's not in my visual range for a few minutes, I freak out.
I've really worked on my phone at dinner time situation. Or
yeah,
out.
Me too. I'm extra on it. Like, I find things to read while
that's
I'm
not
on
working
phone.
On it.
Yeah,
working on it means putting
way.
It away. Because no. I got real bad at that.
At just being on your phone?
Having my phone out during meals and stuff.
I think not embracing your phone is running away from life.
Yeah. Like, what are you scared of?
Yeah, what's wrong? Everybody's there.
Mm-hmm. Why are you trying to hide?
People used to send them to TV. Like, don't watch TV while you're on the phone. Or while you're eating dinner. Because it takes away from everything.
Mm-hmm. You know, can enjoy the...
I watch TV and get on my phone. Okay. Same time. Stream two shows at once.
You're crazy. I don't know how you live that way.
I don't know.
You're so wild.
Crazy. I'm wild child.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bobby Bone Show. Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Alliance, Ohio. Tracy McLeod was hungry. Hungry for some Chinese food. Mm. So she decided to go get some Chinese food, and then she was like, man, this Chinese food isn't very good. So, instead of getting her money back, what'd she do? She calls 911.
Oh, yeah.
You gonna hit the clip?
Yeah, I just...
I feel like there's something's like not... right with the people that call 911 when they're...
What's the problem?
I have bought some Chinese food, and it's not to par to me, and I asked to get my money back, and they acting like they don't understand me and took my food and won't give me my money back.
And this is why you called 911?
What am I supposed to do? Jump over the thing and beat them up and get my money back?
You could have called the regular police line instead of the life-threatening emergency line. I will.
Oh, well, they transferred me. Wait a minute. They transferred me to you.
I will send someone to you.
Whoa.
Wait, they transfer it 911?
Yeah, if you call the 311 or whatever,
please
the non-emergency
department.
Oh, well, so if she called 311, she's not a bonehead then. Whoever transferred her to 911 is.
She was arrested for misuse of 911. Oh. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Someone stole Ray's toaster strudels. This is not the first time that he's been a victim of theft. So he wrote an email to the entire company, and it goes like this. Dear iHeartMedia Company, I love you guys, but I digress. I've had more food yanked from the kitchen fridge. In September, my fudge cookies. In December, my homemade sandwich from home. Today, my breakfast toaster strudels. What's next? February? You gonna steal my Valentine's chocolates from Bay? I love you guys. We are iHeart. We are family. Signed, Ray. Handle at Bobby Bones Ray. So he signed his Twitter handle in case they wanted to reach out on Twitter.
Oh, for sure.
But I think they'll be getting the message today, Ray, company-wide.
Yeah, everybody's gonna have to read this because it goes to every single person.
If strudels aren't put back in the fridge by Monday, I say you go to the cops.
I mean, these strudels are... I mean, you got to go to, like, Whole Foods and get them.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
Oh, these are, like, those guys' strudels?
I don't know. They're not going to bring them back.
That's not the point.
Okay.
No, is it no questions asked?
Put them back there. That'd be awesome.
No questions asked.
Yep.
What flavor?
They're, like, cream cheese.
Oh, so good. There's the rare kind to find, too.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be keeping you updated, everybody. I did something really dumb. And I guess here's our phone number if you want to call and join in on this little conversation. So, I've done this before, kind of. Our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. I told you I kind of got into this candle phase now.
Yeah.
Where I like, and now I like girly candles too. At first I was like, I just like laundry and I like jockstrap. Like that kind of candle. those are my scents.
Pine tree.
Yeah. So I lit a candle before I went to bed. Shouldn't have. Slept all the way through it being on. Forgot about it. Went all the way to work. I left around 24 hours just burning in my bedroom.
Oh.
Came home and was like, I could have burned my whole place down.
You could have.
Once I left I used to have a grill when I had a house. I have a condo now. Let the thing on for like 3 days once.
I remember that.
Yeah, I was like,
that was bad.
I walked outside 3 days later. I was like, who turned my grill on?
Oh, from when?
And I was like, let me think. Mm-hmm. Well, Sunday I did. Today's Wednesday. And so it had been on for 3 days.
Your house smelled good, though, with this candle.
I wonder, though, if it's ever actually turned into a fire. Like, if anyone's left it. Because the candle kind of goes into a hole, and then there's...
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely left it burning a long time, too, but...
Here's the thing. I didn't even realize it. Morgan had to tell me. Morgan was like, I had to put a candle in your house burning for almost 24 hours.
It would be, like, in the paper. Bobby Bones
in the paper. Okay, Meemaw.
Well, no, when my house caught on fire, I got put in the paper, falsely accused.
Yeah, because you were also 12 and newspapers were actually like happening.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. It said I was in the attic
first
playing
of all,
matches.
Falsely accused. Did That's you start the fire?
I did.
Did you start the fire? Or was it always burning since the world's been turning? Everybody jumping around. Amy's got a brand new house.
No. But my mom was out of town. She left my sister in charge of me. And I was in middle school. And some older guys wanted to come hang out with me and my friend. My sister left me unattended. Her fault. They came over, they decided to smoke a cigarette, and it was a hot Texas summer day, and they flipped the cigarette on the roof, and the roof caught fire.
And you were falsely accused.
It said, the paper said I was in the attic playing with matches.
Oh, no.
Which I would prefer that story than my mom finding out I had boys over, and they were smoking.
Yeah.
Been there.
Oh, no, I haven't, but candle thing. Well, that's Amy.
Little Billy Joel here. Rock 104.3. Everybody get your hands up. It's Friday. The work weekend today.
Harry Truman, Doris Day, Regina, Johnny Ray, Sapphire, Cedric, Walter, Winchell, Joe DiMaggio. Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe. John Randall, the king and I, and the catcher in the right. Eisenhower vaccine, England's got a new queen. Marciano, Liberace, Santayana, goodbye.
We didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire. No, we didn't light it, but we tried to fight it.
Rock 104, Billy Joel! 10 in a row! You're on your own for all rock all the time.
What? 36% of house fires caused by candles were because the candles were left unattended.
Crap.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are back again with another one.
15 in a row here. Tell your boss, take that check and shove it. It's time for the freaking weekend, everybody. Lil' Queen coming up. Get some Tesla on the way. And Johnny J in Southside wants some Billy Joel.
So we didn't start the fire. Here we go.
Vulture, how you feeling over there today, buddy?
I'm feeling pretty good.
He's feeling good.
I'll be on at 6
it's
tonight.
Yeah, Vulture follows this show right up. Rock 104. We're rock and roll lit.
I'll
do that all show long.
Can we?
No.
Hey, it's your Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
I love playing games, and we always try to play games, try to come up with fun games, music games. Eddie Mann made the worst game ever.
Like, oh, come on.
I mean, listen, you my dude. Don't forget, like...
We're homies? Man,
when it comes to friends, top of the list. This might be the worst game ever.
Can we still play it?
Like, Eddie has taken the movie studio
and
put the sound effect from the movie studio and wants us to guess the movie studio.
This was my thought behind it. We've all seen these things. We've all heard the
themes.
Yeah,
but I don't know the names of these places.
Here we go. Lunchbox, only you play. Ready?
Great.
Well.
I'll give you $100, Lunchbox, if you get this. Don't tell him.
Lunchbox,
don't tell him.
Hold up.
Don't tell him.
Paramount.
No.
Dang it. So close.
It's Warner Brothers. Oh. This is the worst game we've ever played.
Stop it.
No, I was close.
All right, here, Lunchbox. See what you can do. Yes, yes. People were getting out of their car to go to work. They are now sitting in their car.
I bet they all know all the answers.
Okay.
Either that or they've changed the station.
Name the 1950s movie studio, apparently. Here, ready, Lunchbox?
Ready. Marvel.
Marvel. Play the one with the lion.
Oh, okay.
Everybody knows the lion if you say that out loud.
Lions,
it's MGM.
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
That's Columbia.
No. Wait,
this one's Columbia.
That's Columbia.
Columbia.
Oh,
okay, this one was this one's the lion.
Lionsgate?
No, it's not Lionsgate. It's
Universal.
Eddie. Lion's Share.
What? What?
You got
Lion King.
Really, I love games. This is the worst game ever. And Eddie went, and he did a lot of work on it too, because every clip is up, like put in perfect place.
When I was looking up all these clips, I just went to memory lane watching all these things.
What are
like,
your
I
memories?
Appreciate your work, because a lot of times, and you guys know this, we all have stuff that doesn't make the show. Maybe it makes it later. And I was just about to tell Eddie this is the worst game ever, but we're about to go on the air, and I was like, let's just make fun of him.
Thank
but
you.
But I'm kind of having fun.
I appreciate that.
I'm having fun. Okay, Lunchbox, ready?
These are impossible, though.
Amy, you can get on this one too. I mean, this is a game's impossible. Here we go.
Oh. Paramount.
Oh, stop it. Think Simpsons.
We all know it, but you're just not going to know that 20th Century Fox. It's 20th Century Fox.
Guys, it's got the little lights going back and forth.
We understand, Eddie.
Don't talk down to us, Eddie.
Don't talk
down to us right now. This is not the place. Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Okay.
I'm going to give you guys.
Don't talk down to us.
I'm going
to
give you guys a softball, okay? Here we go. This is the one that you'll get.
Disney.
There you go. It's Pinocchio, you know.
Cinderella.
That was an easy one.
That one's good.
That was good.
Didn't this remind you of good times, like going to the pictures?
The what?
The what?
Like the theater.
He's not a millennial, you guys.
No. Oh, that's right.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He used to go to the ones that they don't talk. The silent
so
movies.
Last I like.
He used to go to the silence.
At the drive-in.
Charlie Chaplin. The greats.
Hey, get your nickel. Let's go to the silent picture. Here, I'll give you another one. And let's continue on the worst game of all time on the Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, you all like it.
Here we go. Name the movie production company. I can picture this, Eddie, in my face. Like, I know it's the bobber.
The bobber in the water.
The little boy on the moon.
Okay, go ahead. No one's going to get it.
Oh, little boy on the moon's the name of it?
No.
No, it's DreamWorks.
Oh,
same difference.
DreamWorks.
Gosh, okay. Oh, I get it, because he's moon.
You
all
need
to
start paying attention to what happens before the movie starts.
No, we don't.
Eddie, you didn't know these before you put the clips
tomorrow,
in.
Hey, tomorrow, Eddie's going to bring in, name the second director from the credits, okay? Some of the most famous movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is one more. Last one. By the way, worst game in history. Let's continue playing it. Very famous sounding.
THX.
THX, okay?
Box,
no. It's Universal.
Oh.
That's a good one.
We were never going to
get Eddie didn't
one.
Know it either. Eddie goes, oh.
Eddie made. I will say this, though. Eddie put some time into this game.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. Like, as the person, you know, who runs the show, I appreciate the effort you put in.
Well, you're welcome, and I'm glad we ended up playing it.
Me too, because I'm laughing my butt off how bad it is.
Like, you can play this again, and we would still get zero right.
We would still miss them all.
That's true.
Heck, it's you, Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
Amy comes in today with a big smile on her face because her husband went on a man date. Like, not a mandate, a man date. I don't know that he'd like you saying that, though.
He wouldn't. I don't think he would really like that term, no. But, I mean, I thought of it while he was gone because he was so excited to go meet up with his buddy and go to
Is
the hockey game.
Is it a new friend?
I had to call him later when we were talking on the phone, and I was like, who are you with again? Like, what's his name?
Wow, so it's like,
but, I mean,
like
I guess
new. Oh, butterflies.
Like, no.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
I think he tried to play it all cool. He's like, no, we've flown together in Afghanistan. I'm like, okay, but I does he live in Nashville? Like, I don't know. Like, where is this boy, your friend coming from? I don't know.
This boy?
This new boyfriend of yours? Yeah. So, yeah, last night I was like, dang, he's on a man day right now, and he is excited.
Yeah.
Like, he was so pumped.
Did he get dressed up?
He texted me. He's like, I'm having the best time ever. He's like, it's so great to just, like, talk to someone that really gets you. Yeah. I mean, I have the exact text exchange right here, and I'm like, what is happening right now? I'm like,
dang,
dude.
I need that relationship.
Remember me, like, I mean, you're coming home to me, right? So they had a
Amy's
great,
getting jealous of some dude.
No, he had a great time, and I couldn't go to sleep. I stayed up, waited for him to get home. I mean, really, I just couldn't sleep, but he got home. He's like, why are you still up? I'm like, how's your date? Now, I just start getting jealous of this guy.
Your husband does listen to the show. How's he going to feel about this topic being brought up?
Oh, mandate?
Yeah.
I'll probably get a text in a minute.
Yeah. Are they going to go out again?
Let me check. So, who are you planning a second date? I mean, because this guy, he had the hockey tickets. He planned it, you know? And he was like, hey, let's meet here. And then, so I assume if they go out again, my husband's going to have to plan
pony up. Yeah. And probably pay for it, too.
Yeah, probably.
It's his turn to pay for the date.
Hockey tickets? I better, like, make sure he comes up with something cool. Dang. I don't want this new friend to think he's lame.
Dang. Got a new relationship?
Yeah, apparently they have lots in common.
So he's got a new bromance?
Hold on, I want to read you. What did he say? Oh, finally around someone that speaks my language is how he put it.
He's falling for him.
And
dang,
I go,
he fell hard.
Yeah. And I just replied, wait, I don't? And he just replied, So I guess I don't speak his language, but whatever. He doesn't speak mine, so it's fine.
Dang, Jelly.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what they talked about, airplanes or...
Dang, Jelly Belly.
Right?
I'm a little jealous.
Man. I think his name's Noah. Noah, are you listening?
Dang, he's calling him out now.
Back off.
What's happening right here? Okay, thank you. That's funny. They say that sad songs are good for you. Now, let me tell you why. Because what happens is, if you're sad, you come to terms with your sadness better. I have the best sad songs of all time, according to me.
Oh.
Well,
I love sad music. Happy. Sad songs to me, that's the music. That's what I will sit at home and listen to them nonstop. Just one sad song after another. Nothing makes me feel more complete listening to a sad song. Come on, Elizabeth! Oh, this might be it for me, boys. I told my trainer, I said, hey, I have something on my gums. He goes, you know, I had a client once. Had something in his gums, had to get his heart.
Okay.
And I was like,
wait, WebMD?
Yeah, I was like, what? I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I had to get like his, like one of his arteries. And I was like,
does Major Payne know not to tell you that kind of
like,
stuff?
I was like, I'm coming home, Elizabeth!
That's when you started thinking you're having a
I'm coming to home!
Oh, great.
Now I'm feeling sad about this. Best sad songs, according to me. First of all, one of my favorite Brad Paisley songs, if not my most favorite Brad Paisley song. Whiskey Lullaby, sad song.
He put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger and finally drank away her memory.
I mean, that's a sad song right there.
Yeah.
The Dance, Garth Brooks. Dang, that's a sad song.
Our lives are better left in chance. I could have missed the pain. But I'd have had to miss the day.
Like, everybody relates to that. Like, I've had relationships where I'm like, you know what? I could have missed the pain, but I'm going to get that dance in. Yeah. One last dance.
Yeah.
Most sad songs. Everybody hurts. I'm going to tell you a story. Once, whenever I was, like, downloading iTunes, and that's all I did was download iTunes. Now I have iHeartRadio. I have all kinds of music services. My most played song was Everybody Hurts.
Really?
Oh, yeah, wow. By like times 30. I would just sit at home in the closet covered in dirty clothes.
Because everybody hurts. Take comfort in
oh, what a great song. R.E.M. Everybody Hurts. This one, though, just because of the animals.
I will remember.
Hi, this is Sarah McLachlan, and for 99 cents a day, you can help this one-eyed puppy that's shown here. And I'm like, take all the monies. Take all the monies.
Don't let your love pass you by.
Like, the pictures of the dogs, like, they're crying. Like, I didn't know dogs could cry, but on this commercial, they do.
This kitty only has one leg. And you can help it for the small price of a cup of coffee. Will you?
Yes, I will. So tough.
This next song is so sad because he wrote it about his kid falling out of a window and dying. Mm. Like, cool. The kid was at a high rise, young kid, maybe 3 or 4, pushed the window. The window cleaners didn't have it shut. The kid fell.
So sad.
And so Eric Clapton wrote Tears in Heaven. This song here, of all the songs I've heard, like, the most real cry. Like, this is an actual song about an actual thing where you know what the actual thing is, and it's like, wow. That song right there, that might be the saddest song, because you know the real story, the real everything. It's a wonderful song. Like, it's just a, but so sad. Ugh. Anyway,
yeah.
I love sad songs.
Okay. Well, now I'm sad.
I'm dying. You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey.
Oh. Tap up on my tooth. Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you. Oh, going down.
You're not dying.
Can't believe you guys didn't watch Sam or something. Bow, wow, 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 bow, down, down, down,
down.
Oh, man. Don't even play.
It's still on. You can watch it. TV Land or something.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No?
I watch TV Land all the time. I never see it.
Really?
Yeah.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, this is a funny story, I guess. I mean, I chuckle because I'm a dude. So, guy proposes to a girl, gives her a ring.
Cool. She's like, yeah, yes, love it.
Finds out that he proposed to a different girl with the same ring.
Oh, no. Nope.
She attacks him.
Nope. Well, she doesn't need to attack him, but he should have thought before he did that. Right?
Yeah, I don't think that's a smart move.
Right.
Unless it's like your grandma's ring and it means something to you. I mean,
okay, there you go. Maybe. Yeah.
Can't afford another one?
Swap it out.
You could always swap it out.
Make a plan. Sell it on Craigslist. Get the cash. Get something
else.
Is
re-gifting a ring wrong? Yes or no?
Yes. Unless, like you said, it's a family ring.
What if, though, you give that family ring to someone and she doesn't want it, gives it back? Then can you still re-give the family ring?
I would be way more understanding towards
but
that.
But would you understand? You probably still wouldn't want it, would you?
No. Probably not.
Yes.
Probably not, but I understand him getting it back, yeah. And then
I mean, they arrested her for battery and
wait, she legit went.
Yeah, well, she attacked him.
At least they resolved this issue before they got married. Or not still together.
You've been married.
Yeah.
How many times?
Once.
Okay, so
don't be silly.
So you were given a ring. Was it a new ring or like an old family heirloom?
No, it was just a new ring.
Okay. If you were re-gifted, you found out he had given it to someone else.
No, especially like an ex. No. No.
Okay. Just making sure.
Would you attack?
I think about it, but no.
Would you say no to the proposal?
I don't. I mean, that's a lot to think about. Like, hey, you didn't really think this through.
I'm going to go redo.
I'd make him go get another ring, probably. Like, hey,
I'd be like, let's just, this didn't happen.
But don't you think less of him for making such a bad decision?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, one bad decision usually means there are a lot of bad decisions.
And then you're with him for life, so another bad decision's coming.
For sure.
So, yeah, I don't know. We'd have to.
You guys are so demanding.
I don't disagree with you girls.
I
would never do that.
I
wouldn't even do it with an heirloom. If it's a one-time thing and it didn't work, I'd go to a different play. But lunch is like, yeah, I'd give it to 4 girls, whatever.
Hey, whatever. Until it fits, you know? You keep trying it on different chicks. Hey, one will take it.
Mm-hmm. You keep trying it on different chicks.
Hey,
yeah, it's like Cinderella's shoe. You know what I mean? Doesn't work for everybody, but the ring will last for somebody.
Especially not the same kind of story.
If you were to get divorced and get the ring back, would you use it for your next?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
she keeps the ring.
Well, that's a whole different conversation.
He's saying if you get it back, like, yeah,
I get it back. Next chick, hey, it's already paid off.
And you just don't tell her.
Next one up, right?
Yeah, she has no idea.
Oh,
unless she looks so.
Because you can get it shined. You go back to the jewelry place.
You get it shined.
You get it shined up.
You could get it reset.
I don't know what that means.
All right, good talk. Bobby Bones. So here they go up to 1,000 people. All these people are over 70 years old, and they say, "What were your biggest regrets in life?" Joe, by the way, was kind of weird. I mean, you have to be one of the old people to get asked. So here you go. You ready? 10 through 1. Do you guys want to play the game?
Oh, like guessing?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Guess until you're out. Regrets people have once they get older. Amy.
Losing touch with friends.
Losing touch with friends did not make it.
Really?
Yeah, really. Friends didn't make the list at all.
No.
People realized friends were kind of overrated.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
What?
Did you also see the whole thing that was like,
yeah,
people are less lonely when they only have a couple to few friends, and people who have tons of friends?
Right. I know. I saw that. I thought of you.
Thank you. Yeah.
I was like, maybe
very
Bobby's
interesting.
On
yeah.
With a lot of friends, you don't really have a lot of close, intimate relationships, personal relationships. With only a couple, you can really focus on those. All right, so no, friends did not make the list. Amy?
Well, I'm out.
Sorry about that. Lunchbox, you're up.
I'm going to say not taking a trip, going somewhere, being adventurous, whatever.
Not seeing enough of the world didn't make the list.
Wow.
Eddie?
Ooh.
Biggest regrets of people?
Something with family. Not doing something with family. Not spending enough time with family.
Not spending enough time with their children. I will accept that. That makes the list.
Boom.
Amy, you've been eliminated. I'm sorry. Lunchbox, back over to you.
Ooh, I was going to say not having kids, but that was what Eddie said, not spending time with kids, so I'm going to say that's kind of on the same line. I'm going to say dumping someone. Dumping. Losing the one.
The one that got away.
The one that got away.
No.
Eddie, the one that broke my heart.
You're going to win this thing.
For the win.
For the win.
I'm going with spending too much money on something, like their house.
Saving too much money is the option. They wish they would have splurged
right,
on something.
Right.
Not saving enough money.
I win.
I think you won, yeah.
Wow, Eddie,
not
good job.
Woo! Yeah, not
well, I am the
money.
Oldest on the show, I guess.
Yeah, you're the closest to 70.
I'll read you a few of the others. They went to a bunch of old people, and okay, they were like, hey, old people, what do you regret? Because we want to make sure young people see this, and they don't have the same regrets.
Okay.
So you have not seeing enough of the world, which I haven't really seen any of the world. So far, don't regret it. Also, not 70 yet.
Right.
Not saving enough. Marrying the wrong person comes in at number 3.
Oh, that's the grass is greener complex.
Not telling their parents how much they mean to them before they die.
Oh. That's weird.
Picking the wrong career. Spending too much time at work. I'll never regret that one.
That's what you think at the time. When you're 70, you might.
No, he loves
I'll
his
still
job.
Be grinding away. Why? Why would I do something? Yeah, that's for people who are miserable at work. I love being at work.
I'm not. Those people probably loved it too. Stop. I'm just saying. When you've got more time,
do people
you're wanting to
regret
spend with family,
spending time doing hobbies?
Sometimes.
Maybe.
No,
maybe
they
some
don't.
People
the
are
hobbies
like,
are what you do for fun.
Right, but maybe some of these dads that regret not spending time with their kids, they spent too much time golfing.
Okay, I don't have any kids. I don't have any family.
Again, we're not 70.
Another one is worrying too much about what other people thought. I don't have that. I'll never have that regret.
Oh.
And then not learning to play an instrument.
Oh, I regret that.
No, I learned the recorder in fifth grade, and
you
it was overrated.
You can still learn to play an instrument.
No, I don't have the discipline.
I didn't learn to play the guitar until 20s. And I just bought a chord sheet at Walmart.
It's so much easier when you're a kid, though. Like, I had the prime opportunity to. My mom made me go to piano lessons, and I fought her on it.
Well, piano's not cool when you're a kid.
Yeah,
I wish I'd been in the band, because I would have learned how to read music.
Me too.
I took piano lessons at 28 or 29, you know, and I just sat there and did all the stuff that five-year-olds do.
I mean, I can still play a few hits.
Can you?
Yeah. The
Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones Show.
So, if country songs were video games, this is what it would sound like? So I'll play the video game music. Tell me what country song it is. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Here we go.
I'm in
for the win.
In. Oh, you're all in. Okay. Yeah. Let's go to Lunchbox first, because he never has gotten one right.
I've gotten one right in the history of this. Different for girls.
Oh. Could not be any more wrong.
I so thought you were going to get this.
Yeah.
Me too.
Eddie.
Buy me a boat.
But you can buy me a boat.
Amy.
Buy me a boat.
There you go.
You can buy me.
You didn't hear it? Listen.
And then it's all evil and you can't admit it in the eye of a needle.
Yeah. All right. Let's do another one. Ready?
Yeah.
the drums.
Lunchbox.
Sangria.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Like sangria.
Amy.
Sangria.
Sangria. Good job, Lunch.
That's
good.
Damn. He should just win because he got one.
Totally.
Got it.
Let's do one more.
Woo!
Ready?
Ready.
It's so funny they use a really high pitch too on that.
Yes. It's perfect.
Yeah. Lunchbox.
Come on, Dirt Road Anthem.
Dirt Road Anthem. Like you, it's the opposite of that song.
I can't think of the name of it. Yeah.
So you said Dirt Road Anthem.
I can't think of the name, but you know how it goes.
Like, how's it go? Like sing
it's
a little
like
bit.
This road gets longer. It's like a.
Yeah, yeah. And you have no idea. Amy.
Something in the water.
Yeah. Eddie.
Something in the water.
We have a tie between Amy and Eddie. You guys are good at
Eddie,
that.
Eddie, stop being
you.
So good.
No, I want Lunchbox to be good.
No, there's no chance.
No, I did.
He's getting two right ever.
That's pretty good, though.
The video went viral at a Walmart. As the guy's checking everybody out, he's doing a Scooby-Doo and Shaggy impression.
Like a long time ago when me and Scoo were, like, getting scared by monsters, we kind of said we didn't like this type of thing anymore.
Yeah, it was too scary.
Like, so we applied a job at Walmart, and we were like, we can get paid in food.
Yeah, food.
Like, food's the best stuff we can ever have, man.
All right, Eddie has five impressions. Eddie's the impressionist on the show, and he does Luke Bryan, for example.
Right, hey, y'all.
Eric Church.
Oh, hey, Bobby.
Jake Owen.
What's up, dudes?
Yeah, so, you know, he's got the whole arsenal. It doesn't matter where we go with him. He can do it. Now, we're going to try some cartoon characters.
I haven't practiced these.
Right.
I don't think I've ever really done these.
All right, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Number one, write it down, guys. Which cartoon character is Eddie impersonating? Go ahead, Eddie.
Where's the kaboom? There was supposed to be a loud and earth-shattering kaboom. The Imodium Q36 space modulator.
Now remember, you don't want to do too much exactly in character. You right. do some, but you don't want to give it away. But like, yeah, but that's funny though. You can do that part.
You know
again.
It?
Oh yeah, I nailed it immediately.
The kaboom. What happened to the kaboom?
Yeah.
Do we just name the?
Name the just the character. Yeah.
I don't know his name.
I'm in for the win.
I don't think you've ever heard these, Bones. I don't think I've ever done these voices for you.
You haven't. Mm-hmm. I just know it by the knowing the character. Amy.
I don't know. Someone from SpongeBob.
No. Lunchbox.
Quagmire.
It's Marvin the Martian.
Dude, nailed it!
Yeah,
it's Marvin.
Yeah. One, he does the new Blake Griffin commercials, and two, he's on Space Jam.
And the kaboom!
Yeah. And then when you start doing the perfect thing.
Yeah, the space modulator.
Yeah, all right. Marvin the Martian.
All right.
Number two, Eddie.
Buddy, if you're gonna pounce, you gotta have some bounce. Consider yourself pounced.
Do it again.
Do it again?
Yeah.
Buddy, if you're gonna be pounced, you gotta have some bounce. Consider yourself pounced.
I'm in for the win.
Oh, I don't know that one.
That was pretty good, Eddie. Spot on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, I know what kind of animal it is.
Yeah.
Consider yourself pounce.
But I don't know which one it is.
What kind of animal is it?
It's a cat.
Because he pounced.
Yeah, and you sound like a cat.
That's supposed to be a cat?
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's a cat. It may not be. Amy, what do you have?
I don't cat in the hat.
Lunch?
Sylvester the cat.
I have Sylvester, but I don't think that's
not.
It's not Sylvester.
It's Tigger.
Tigger. It seems like Tigger has a higher voice than that.
Maybe. Hey, whoa. Don't.
Maybe. I failed you.
He's trying as hard as he can.
Oh, I know. I'm not.
Yeah. Hater comment.
I was not.
Hater comment. Okay, ready?
Like you nailed it.
Go ahead.
I'm the toughest, I'm the roughest, toughest He-Man, that toughest hombre in the curse that's ever crossed this land.
I got it.
Cross the Rio Grande.
Oh.
What?
See, when you say stuff like that, they get it. You have too many context clues.
I'm in.
Yeah, you gotta live on the impression.
Okay.
Do it again.
Varmint.
No! No!
I had to.
Too many contacts.
I had to. I'm the roughest tough. All right, Amy.
Yosemite Sam.
Lunchbox.
The Crime Dog.
Oh, Yosemite Sam.
I have no idea.
Yeah, McGruff.
Oh, yeah.
It's all
take
I had.
A bite at a crime.
All right, two
my
more.
Goodness.
Eddie's right. Doing cartoon impressions. Go ahead.
Oh, Bobby, I didn't think I ever need to tell you. I can't do that.
You can't
now
laugh,
it's
dude.
Luke Bryan.
Hold on. Everything goes back to Luke Bryan.
Wait, Luke.
Soccer was invented by Luke Bryan. I can't do that.
Come on, dude. Suck it up. Fight through it. Fight through it.
I already got the answer on that one.
What were you trying to do there?
Hank Hill. That's stupid.
Oh, yeah.
That's stupid.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello. Hello, boo-boo. A picnic basket? How about that talking picnic basket?
Yeah, I got that one.
I'm in.
What's his name?
Only a decent one.
We got caught red-handed, boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo.
A picnic basket?
What is that guy's name?
All right, Amy.
Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear, yeah.
Oh, I'll put Honey Bear.
All right, one more, Eddie.
All right, one more. This is going to come from this is going to be real short and sweet.
Okay.
Waka, waka, waka.
Oh, I got it. You kind of mailed that one in.
That's kind of it.
But yeah, I got that one. Amy?
Oh, I don't know.
Fozzie Bear.
Oh.
Come on, Muppet Babies.
Shoot.
Fozzie,
waka,
yeah.
Waka, waka,
waka. Waka, pretty good.
Dude, that was...
With no training?
Really no good. Practice, really. I'd never done these voices.
Blind voice, dude.
Hank Hill, I didn't know how much... Man, that turned into Luke Bryan quick.
Yeah.
Well, Marvin the Martian. Marvin the Martian was kind of Luke Bryan, too.
Was it really?
Yeah, go back to Marvin.
The Kaboom!
I mean, that's kind of Luke Bryan, too. But I think they do sound similar.
Jamal's on this is a Bobby Bones show.
Hey.
Got a game for you guys. I'll give you an artist. You got 5 seconds to name 3 songs from that artist.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
oh,
it,
oh
it was like
goodness.
Speed round. So I'll just give you an artist. Again, you'll have 5 seconds to name 3 song titles from the artist.
We write them down?
No, you got to say them out loud.
Oh, goodness. Oh, all right.
Dang, look at that laugh. That's a jovial laugh.
Well, that's going to be tough because we're going to get some stupid stuff.
One at a time, though. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
All right. Amy, your artist is Luke Bryan.
Leave the lights on, kill the night, party on the Flint River.
Time. None.
Party
you
on
got
the
none.
Flint River?
You got what? None.
Get
party
it.
On
zero.
You gotta get 3 songs. We may have to go to 7 seconds. This is tough.
That was
if
tough.
If anyone can get it, good. Okay, Lunchbox, are you ready? You get a different artist.
Oh, I don't have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, you can't. You
darn
can't
it,
sit
I had
it.
Some of his songs.
All right, you ready?
Ready.
I need 3 song titles in 5 seconds from Carrie Underwood.
Heartbreak, Before He Cheats, 2 Black Cadillacs, Smoke Break.
Boom, boom, boom!
Dang!
I have no idea
it's
what that
been
was.
It's Ben Bryan!
Dang.
Eddie, are you ready, Eddie?
I guess. I mean.
I need 3 songs in 5 seconds from Brad Paisley.
All right. Tell me when to start.
Then.
When you're ready.
Nope. Time.
Tell me when.
Let's buy a good winner.
Yeah, that's terrible.
No,
yeah.
I don't
what?
Go.
That, we've all been
you say go.
You hear the game the whole time.
You say go.
No.
No,
no
you have time to think.
You're the winner of round one.
Says the name, you
okay.
Start.
You have 7 seconds, Amy.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Give me 3 song titles from Jason Aldean.
1994, Burning It Down, and Big Green Tractor.
What?
Is that Kenny Chesney? Shoot. Right on the
track. Time!
wait.
Aldean is Big Green Tractor.
Yeah,
she
I
thinks
think
my
so
tractor
too.
Sexy. I think it's Kenny
oh,
Chesney.
Yes. Yes.
That's where the mix-up was.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
The tractors woo. Mix us up.
Thank you.
It's a good
yeah,
one.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Aldean.
You're right.
Ooh, I'm still in.
Right. Lunchbox, you ready?
Ready.
You have 7 seconds to name 3 song titles from Blake Shelton.
Austin, Honky Dog Madonkadonk, Red, Kentucky Dougie, Ashley Monroe.
Time! You got one. All of those songs are not Blake Shelton.
Red,
all Red.
Red. Oh, red. Oh. What is the Kentucky Dougie?
Teach me how to
red,
Dougie.
Red, man.
That's boys around here.
Oh! Yeah.
Eddie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You
I'm
have
ready.
7 seconds.
Start right away,
songs.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, Eddie.
Okay.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Your artist is Kenny Chesney.
All right. She thinks my tractor's sexy. sitting on a beach. I'm on my beach. On my island. Island girl.
Todd is a winner.
Yeah.
All right. Sudden death between Amy and Lunchbox. You get first one to name a song from this artist.
Okay.
Thomas Rhett.
1994.
T-shirt! Oh, no! Now and later!
What?
Now and later! That's
right.
One
of
his songs.
The song, though.
Yeah,
that's one of the
no,
words.
It's not.
Like, now and later. We're
what is it called?
Later. It's not called Now and Later.
It's called Now and Later.
No, it's not.
It's, no, it's not. It's called Now and Later.
Can't I think I'm right.
He's Googling Now and Later.
Next shaker. Now and Later. Girl, you like the sound of my
boom,
feet.
Boom, boom.
I like the sound of that, but that's not it.
I like the sound. I like the sound of cats. Meow, meow.
It's called Give Me Some of That.
Give Me Some of That. There you go. All right.
Same thing as Now and Later.
Wow.
Amy, nice work. Champion today.
Thank you.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show.
Why is it a question if it's too old or too young to babysit?
Oh.
Like, I get the too young part, like, if, but why are you worried about them being too old to babysit your kids?
Because sometimes when you don't have the regular babysitter, which is usually, like, someone young, you go to the grandparents or something.
So, Eddie has two kids, one that's 8 and one that's 2.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who normally babysits if you and the wife go out?
We have a girl that we call. Somebody that worked at junior school.
Oh, adult.
Yeah. Yeah, she's, like, I think in college. She's about to graduate.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, you had to get someone new.
Well, my parents are coming to town, and I'm not saying my parents are old, so let me just start with that.
You are, because you just asked me off the air how old's too old for a babysitter.
Because this is what I saw at the grocery store the other day. I saw an old man with his, like, I guess grandson, like an 8-year-old or something, but this man was like in his 80s, and they were walking to the grocery store, and he fell. And the little boy was kind of just like embarrassed and trying to help him up. It's sad to me when people fall, but I mean, when someone falls, gravity wins. It's funny.
I don't think 80 year old.
You know, they can like break their hip and then
I know
that's the end of it.
And then all they have there with them is an 8-year-old. So that's why I ask. And I'm saying my parents are not old, but my
it's
parents.
It's though, right?
Yes.
No problem. You got two of them.
But in the next few
How
years.
How old are your parents? I mean,
they're in their 60s.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. My dad's like 76. He babysits my sister's kids all the time. Takes
I just
them
feel
everywhere.
Like sometimes, like junior, he runs a lot and he's fast. And
2-year-old.
Yeah, 2-year-old. And if he takes off, like, what's the grandparent going to do?
So you're really worried that here's what it comes down to. You think junior's too fast for grandpa.
Could be in the next few years.
It's like my dog. If the door's open, he's out of there.
He's gone. Like, he'll test my wife. Much less grandpa. Pompo.
Your mom, his mom can't catch him sometimes.
Sometimes not, man. Really? He's out.
Get one of those little backpack leashes.
No.
So how old is too old?
Everybody's different, but old is like my dad doesn't seem his age, and a lot of people think he's older, but he's younger, like in spirit.
Yeah, I think it's a case-by-case, dude.
Yeah.
I think for grandparents, like, I know they want to really watch the kids, and it's like a dream for them. Like, absolutely, I'll watch the kids. But I think they have to be real sometimes. Just be like, you know what? I'm not able to.
Why can't the 8-year-old help, though?
The 8-year-old?
Yeah, why can't he help watch the 2-year-old?
He's a kid, too. Like, they're both going to run away.
Dude, 8-year-old's working at the sawmill, driving a forklift.
Well, yeah.
The 8-year-old can babysit.
Get your parents on a workout routine, and then if they prove...
Just tie them up, dude.
Yeah. The kids?
No, just the one. Just the 2-year-old.
We'll be back in 3 hours.
Yeah,
stay
time
put.
There's some water. There's some food.
No, Bobby, that's not. No.
Oh, no.
That might
See,
be illegal.
I give great parenting advice.
No.
Obviously.
Yes. That part you do, but that part, no.
Nah, I wouldn't tie him up. I'm just kidding. I just put him in the room. Doesn't shut the door. Lock him from the outside. Facebook has banned Lunchbox. Actually kicked him off the site.
What? Wait, why?
Now, why do you think, before we tell you, Facebook has kicked them off?
Okay, will you get kicked off for posting inappropriate pictures?
Okay, so posting inappropriate pictures is Amy's guess. Is that right?
No.
Eddie, why would Lunchbox be kicked off of Facebook? His account was deactivated. Goodbye.
Maybe stalking someone. Someone reported him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe like one of the Teen Mom girls.
Wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. Lunchbox, Were you stalking one of the Teen Mom girls?
No.
All right. Let's go to our web girl, Nada. Lunchbox was kicked off of Facebook. Why?
Harassing someone.
Harassment. Oh. Man, you guys have no faith in this dude.
Like, you guys think I'm some kind of creep.
You guys just think the worst of him.
Well,
okay. Were you harassing?
No.
What?
If I were going to guess, I would say you're probably being too nice to someone.
Oh.
Saying sweet things.
Yeah, okay.
Saying sweet things.
Oh,
yeah. That's my guess. Is that right?
No.
Okay. So why were you kicked off Facebook?
Because my name, Lunchbox. They kicked me off. They no longer want you to go by nicknames. You have to use a legal name, and you have to provide documentation to prove that is your legal name.
What? Is this vote?
Yeah.
You're trying to vote?
What is this?
I don't know, but I tried to log on, and it says, it appears you don't have a real name, and we are not allowing you on Facebook until you provide a real name to go by, what people call you in everyday life, and you need documentation proving that is your name. Whoa! Since when is Lunchbox offensive?
Well, it's not offensive. They never said it was offensive.
Oh, well.
They just want you to use your real name.
But the thing is, then they're going to pull mine then, too.
Yeah.
Although, I have a personal one. I don't use it.
And your real name's Bobby.
That's true.
So that probably works.
Yeah. My real last name's not Bones, though.
Right. Well, don't tell him now.
Wait, yeah, I can't get on Facebook.
I'm going to turn myself in. Hey, Ray, get Facebook online. I got a confession to make. Guys, it's not Bones.
Man, I was wondering why Lunchbox wasn't on Facebook all day.
Oh, because he's on all show long. He just sits on chats all day.
Every second of the morning.
And so, every second of the morning?
Oh, yeah. Look at this buzzer beater on Facebook. Yeah. Hey, look at this golf shot. Yeah.
Yeah. There are some cool videos on Facebook,
for sure.
But I can't even see what's going on in people's lives now because they have banned me. So if anybody from Facebook is listening, hit me up. I need to get back on.
Okay, cool.
Like my sister.
Hey, Zuckerberg, if you happen to be listening,
like yesterday, I almost missed my dad's birthday because I didn't see the birthday date on Facebook.
How about you just know it's your dad's birthday?
Yeah, it's your dad.
No, dude, good call. That's how
I mean, that's how
birthdays.
It reminds you. It says people's birthdays, and my dad's was yesterday, and I didn't know that because I wasn't on Facebook. I couldn't get on.
That's a terrible reason not know someone close to you's birthday. I don't know people's birthdays unless they're, I don't know really anybody's birthday. But that's on me. That's not.
Facebook reminds you, though.
I know, but yes, it's not the same. When someone writes on my page, happy birthday,
yeah,
because Facebook told them, I go, that doesn't count.
I would have called him.
Right. Okay.
But I would have seen on there that it was his birthday, and I'd be like, oh, I need to call my dad immediately. It's his birthday.
Dang.
We're relying on technology way too much. We don't know cell numbers or even phone numbers anymore.
Well, it's like a calendar.
We don't know how to get places anymore because of GPS.
That's true.
We don't know when people's birthdays are.
Without Facebook.
Like, nothing. It's replacing our brains.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all.
Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'm reading a story here. 50% of American women will not accept a romantic partner who's shorter than they are. 50%. Oh. That seems like a staggeringly high number.
That's a lot.
Even worse news for shorter men is that an earlier study finding that only 4% of women would accept a guy shorter than she is. Like, is it that important to you women to have a guy who's bigger than you are? Amy.
I don't think I've ever dated anybody shorter than me. I don't know if that's saying something, but maybe nobody shorter than me has asked me out, you know?
Maybe not. Let's just say, how tall are you?
5'6".
Let's say you're 5'6", and Lil Ray, our producer, comes up to you, right?
But Ray's 5'6", we're the
same. Ray's like 5'5", okay? Yeah. And Lil Ray comes up and goes, hey, I'm single and you're single. Would his height have any effect on you answering that question?
Ray, I could say Ray.
You think so?
Yeah, he's fine. Oh. But I mean, I really feel like we're the same.
Nada, how tall are you?
I'm 5'3".
Oh, man, you'd have to have a real short guy.
Yeah, no. And my ex was 6'7", so no.
Dang.
Holy
I mean, I'm not saying that I need to go that tall.
The next guy's going to follow that. Good luck.
I'm just saying I wouldn't go shorter than 5'3".
Holy cow.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
You know what? Okay, so both of you really said no to that.
Yeah.
I was thinking, so the girl that I'm dating is 5'3". I just asked her how tall she was. She's replied 5'3". And I'm 6 foot. If I have really tall shoes on, I can get that extra inch.
Yeah.
When
you wear your platforms.
Yeah, I mean, if I have on dress shoes, I can be 6'1", no problem.
Yeah.
Man, I just... Ray, Like, as you tell us, you don't even know you're short, is what you tell us.
Yeah? What about it? Like,
I just wonder, you've never experienced prejudice in your life?
Yeah, when I played sports, I was always the smallest kid, so maybe they're athletically. Never by girls. I was always the hottest guy in school.
Wait a minute. Wow.
Wait, Ray.
I love that confidence.
Don't mean to laugh.
Yay, like Napoleon complex. Yeah, for sure. Okay. Heights compared to their significant other. Amy?
5'11 and 5'6.
Okay, Eddie?
5'7, 6 foot.
I don't know if you're 6 foot.
All right. 5'11. 5'7, 5'11.
Let's all start with the guy, okay? Let's do this
in order.
So, Eddie, you're 5'11. Mm-hmm. And she's how tall?
I think she's 5'7.
Okay. I'm going to go 6'1.
You're 6. Oh,
okay.
Stop.
We're
six,
doing shoes, right? Shoes on?
And Lindsay's 5'3. Lunchbox?
5'11 and a half.
Ooh.
And she is 5'4. Maybe 5'5.
Nada used to have a boyfriend that was 6'7. That's good enough for all of us.
That's all we need.
I mean, that's all we need. Like, we lose.
Nada, that's
I'm
crazy.
Sorry. You guys met him?
We knew him. Yeah. We lose. And sorry. I would just imagine.
Well, he's taller than all of us. Yeah, I get it. I don't get the point.
Yeah, you get it. Hey, what size shoe did he wear?
13.
No, okay, that's not, not terribly big for a 6'7 guy.
No.
Yeah, it's kind of wimpy when you think about it.
Okay, 5'11.
And a half. But at least I wear a size 11.
That's smaller than a 13.
But he's 6'7.
All right, we're going to hit a song and get out of here.
Sometimes a 12.
You. All right, sure, buddy. All right. Bobby
Bones. Man, so happy you guys could spend even just a few minutes with us today. Thank you so much. Gotta go. Hopefully you guys will be around. We'll be around. I'm around all day, actually. Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter and Instagram. And if you have the iHeartRadio app, search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. Thank you, guys. Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show. Yeah.